What happens when someone who has spent the past 15 years in a doomsday cult finds their way to New York City? A lot of hilarious encounters and some awkward moments. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt is a new Netflix sitcom written by Tina Fey. And in it, Kimmy, played by Ellie Kemper, leaves her underground bunker in Indiana for the big city, where she meets a cast of quirky characters and misfits. One of them is named Dong, played by Ki Hong Lee. The character's name, Dong, might tip you off to the fact that this character, or maybe the stereotypes he is based on, has stirred up a bit of a controversy about how Asian Americans are portrayed in pop culture. Kat Chow of NPR's Code Switch team wrote about the show and this character for the NPR Code Switch blog. She joins us now in the studio. Hey, Kat.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being here. So, who is this guy? What is Dong's backstory on this show?
So Dong is a really fascinating character. He's played by this Korean-American actor named Ki Hong Lee. And in the show, he is good at math. He works at a Chinese restaurant delivering food. He has an accent, and he's a Vietnamese immigrant who is always worried that he's going to be deported. Now, from a distance, these are all stereotypes of Asian Americans. So that's partly why some people, including a lot of Asian Americans, are so worried.
So immediately I think, but this is a Tina Fey show. She's a sophisticated comedian, not someone I would think who would want to build a one-dimensional character just to play on these kinds of stereotypes.
Right, exactly. And actually, Dong is a really nuanced character. For example, the very first time we meet Dong, he's walking into a GED classroom, and he introduces himself to Kimmy.
Okay.
Hello, I am Dong.
Hi, Dong. I'm Kimmy.
In Vietnam, Kimmy means penis.
Yeah, so that right there is where Dong, he is completely flipping the script, in a sense, where Kimmy, you hear her laughing, and she's kind of stifling this giggle where you know she wants to make the same joke that he actually makes about her name. And in that way, he's kind of reclaiming the joke, and that's what really gives people a lot of hope about his character.
But giving him the upper hand in a joke every once in a while clearly isn't enough to appease critics who don't like, you know, what they see as a stereotypical representation of an Asian American. I mean, first of all, let's talk about this guy's name. Dong, you can't be a member of a certain generation, mine, without conjuring up images of Long Duck Dong.
His name is Long Duck Dong.
What's happening, hot stuff?
Yeah, exactly. So Long Duck Dong comes from this movie called 16 Candles in 1984. And Long Duck Dong is notorious for just a parade of stereotypes of Asian Americans that haunted Asian Americans who grew up in the 80s. So Long Duck Dong, for example, he was a foreign exchange student from some vague, unnamed Asian country. They don't even specify where. Everything about Long Duck Dong is just postured as so different.
But she's clearly, Tina Fey, in naming him Dong, she's clearly wants to make some kind of connection.
Right, exactly. And at the same time, I think she's pushing back on it because in Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Dong is different because his foreignness actually makes the show better.
Huh.
His foreignness is why he fits into the show. His foreignness makes him a romantic interest of Kimmy.
Huh. So you're saying that these stereotypes actually work to empower this particular character in this world, in this context, it works?
In a way, because the show is one that's all about foreignness. So if you think about Kimmy's character, she was stuck in a bunker for 15 years, and now she's in New York wondering what the city is all about. And Dong, who's an immigrant from Vietnam, is also kind of wondering the same things, and they're both helping each other out. And while they're both naive, they're also savvy, and they're savvy together. And the thing about this sitcom is that we're rooting for Dong, and we're rooting for the actor Ki Hong Lee, because until recently, there really weren't that many Asian Americans on TV. And it's better now, but it's still rare.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe in a perfect world where there were plenty of Asian American characters, it's possible that Dong wouldn't bother us so much.
NPR's Kat Chow, she writes for the NPR Code Switch blog. Thanks so much, Kat.
Thank you.